difficult road back is the road back to buying houses and getting mortgages. There's a report in the UK last week that now that things are relaxing a little bit over there, there's a surge in demand again for property. But along with the surge in demand in property, or for property, is coming a surge in demand for discounts on the property. And people saying, you know, that place you have for sale out there for 250,000, we'll give you 210 and you like it. And a lot of pressure coming on sellers now and estate agents to offer a discount. But then again, can you even get a mortgage? Can you even do that? Let's take the conversation up with the man called the mortgage coach, Joey Sheehan. Joey, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me.
Delighted. First of all, the idea of can you get a discount? Like someone going in and saying, well, you know that place that you had for sale there in Douglas that you wanted 380 for it? I'm giving you 320 and you're going to like it. Is that starting to happen?
I think we definitely are seeing buyers looking at this as an opportunity. So, you know, if there's any fall in values, it's going to vary county to county, location to location, even estate to estate. So I think there will be a moderate fall. It'll be less in some areas, it'll be more in others. I think it'll be short-lived, and I think prices will rebound relatively quickly. I think the big issue here, PJ, is what's causing the issue are the restrictions, as opposed to the virus, which we always take very seriously. But what's actually causing the issue is people temporarily unemployed. Like, for example, you have a builder last week, he's on the unemployment benefit. This week, he's back to full pay. So, to answer your question, can you get approved a mortgage? Yes, you can. If your employer is on the wage subsidy scheme, or if you're on the unemployment benefit, yes, you can still get approved. Now, you take a builder and somebody working in a bar, let's say, who are earning 40,000 a year each. They're currently both unemployed, earning 350 a week. We can get approval for them based on their full wages. However, the bank will want them to produce a payslip later in the process before they release funds, showing that they're back to work. So, yes, you still can get a mortgage approved. Now, one or two banks aren't approving. We have seven agencies. We have a number of banks that will approve on that basis.
Yeah. I have a letter here in front of me that comes from an article in the Irish Times. Partner and I sealed the deal on our first home in the first week of March. We put down the deposit, contacted the bank. We had to get some additional statements, etc. Information was given to the bank in a few days. COVID-19 struck. Now we're at a standstill. We don't know what to do. And the whole thing is held up. So people who were in the process and had maybe put down a deposit, trying to draw down the rest of the mortgage is problematic for them now.
Yeah, so at my mortgages, we've been working all the way through this. And we've actually had an increase in certain inquiries, and particularly people who are dealing with, let's say, somebody who's with Bank A, and they just go to Bank A for their mortgage. That's not necessarily the best bank for their mortgage. So their own bank might have a different policy, and they mightn't be happy to approve right now. We're getting a lot of these people contacting us, and we're getting them approved elsewhere. So if you have any listener, if they get onto mymortgages.ie, you know, we're looking at seven different policies at once. So just because one bank doesn't do something doesn't mean another bank doesn't.
I suppose with 1.something million people now on some kind of state-assisted payment, you can see why lenders would be getting a dose of the jitters.
Absolutely, but, you know, some of them are being very practical about this. Like, the bulk of people who've been let go, PJ, will resume work at normal pay. So if there's, I think it went from 5% unemployment to 28% or something like that. So, you know, even today, that might be down to closer to 20. Next week, there'll be more businesses back. Like, you're seeing even, you know, coffee shops, you know, more retail outlets gearing up. You've got Woody's in these places. You've got, you know, takeaways, shippers, all that type of thing. So every week, there will be, that figure will be coming down. And I personally believe that the majority of the people who've been let go because of COVID will be back in a matter of weeks. And obviously there will be some people that will be longer than that.
Who will never come back, let's be facing that.
Yeah, but it's like everything, the two sides of every coin, and you mentioned about prospects there with your last listener, and, you know, there's somebody going to be producing them, there's an opportunity there for somebody. You know, you see the Deliveroo guys going around, you know, there's people will find opportunities too.
True. Mymortgages.ie is where they get in touch with you for all the information you can get.
Yeah, exactly. And one other thing, PJ, we're seeing an awful lot is switching. People are sitting at home now and they're kind of evaluating everything coming into the household and going out. And for example, somebody on a 300,000 mortgage with 30 years remaining, they can be paying a variable rate of 4.5 with some lenders. We could reduce that down to about 2.95%.
That's a considerable difference.
Yeah, so that's 1.55% difference on an 80% loan. So that would be a difference of about 264 a month, over 3,000 a year, or about 95,000 over the life of the mortgage.
Well, that's better off in your pocket than anybody else's. Joey, thanks very much for that. That's Joey Sheehan, the mortgage coach, mymortgages.ie.